Happy Easter, friends. Sean from SGT Report here. I heard an amazing sermon today. And this day always brings me back to the most powerful movie I've ever seen, and the most powerful and touching exchange perhaps in the entire Bible, and perhaps in all of human history. I'll play it for you in a moment. It will tell you exactly who we are and exactly who our enemy is. And when I say that, I literally mean the enemies of humanity who are right now waging an all-out war against humanity as you watch this video. Before I play it, as you know, SGT Report has been terminated from YouTube and Patreon, and along with that, the majority of our means of financial survival. So thank you to our subscribe stars and for bearing with me during this brief plug for our sponsor. Let's face it, putting aside money for a comfortable retirement is the only way you're going to be able to play golf, visit the kids, and hike the trail like some of your friends are doing. And Noble Gold can help by investing in precious metals along with your other investments. A gold or silver IRA is a great way of doing this. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine, rare, Carson City minted Morgan silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k you do. So get in touch with the experts at noblegoldinvestments.com or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that's noblegoldinvestments.com. Okay, perhaps the most powerful exchange in human history. I'll give you a hint. Luke chapter 23. From the Passion of the Christ, I bring you this, and I shot this off my TV today because these clips are so hard to find on YouTube and other platforms, mainly because the enemies of humanity don't want this film seen. So as you guys probably know, that's actor Jim Caviezel playing Jesus Christ in the most powerful performance in the most powerful movie that I've ever seen. And I had the pleasure to meet Jim Caviezel briefly in Las Vegas during the sneak peek of his new film, Sound of Freedom. And that movie has yet to find a distributor because it's about child trafficking, a very powerful film. But Jesus Christ was crucified between two criminals. The criminal on his right mocked him. That criminal was literally filled with the spirit of Antichrist. Hanging right there next to the Lord Jesus Christ, he had the spirit of Antichrist. He was unrepentant. He was remorseless, narcissistic, contemptuous, and blasphemous. Now the enemies of humanity, those that are targeting us and our freedoms and our families right now, they are that criminal. On the other side of Jesus was another criminal, and we are like that other criminal hanging next to Jesus. We know we're sinners, and we aren't worthy of the blood of Jesus Christ, and we're ashamed of the things that we've done and the things that we failed to do in this world. That criminal is filled with empathy for the Christ to his right, an innocent. The criminal is filled with remorse and humility, and as a result of that, the most powerful exchange perhaps in human history took place.
Ha 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 ha
Our enemies are represented by that criminal, and we are represented by the criminal that says, Lord, I only ask that you remember me when you enter into your kingdom. I share this with all of you because right now we are being mocked the same way Jesus Christ was every single day by the enemies of humanity, those that are aligned against truth in every single form. Now there was an exchange that took place between these two criminals talking with Jesus, and I want to play that for you right now, because if that wasn't the most powerful exchange in human history, this may have been.
Mikael Marek min Sarva. And who? Mashiach. Ana Amar Yerudhu min Sarva. Dinakadze wa Nehahamin.
He literally cried out to God and begged forgiveness for those that would mock him, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But here's the problem, friends. In our time, what we face is an enemy that knows exactly what they're doing. They know that what they're doing is 100% evil. It's an anti-human, anti-Christ agenda, a depopulation agenda. And on this holy Easter Sunday, I want to play for you a clip from at least one of these enemies of humanity. Her name is Dr. Lena Wen, former head of Planned Parenthood, who appeared on CNN as, get this, a medical expert. Listen to this clip and we'll talk about it.
My main concern is that we're not going to reach herd immunity because of vaccine hesitancy. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe who desperately want the vaccine right now. And they're thinking, oh, well, it's just a small percentage of people who are actually anti-vaxxers. And that's true. There is the anti-science, anti-vaxxer contingent. But I think that there are many more people, millions of people, who, for whatever reason, have concerns about the vaccine, who just don't know what's in it for them.
I'm going to pause it right there and say something that you all know. They are accusing anybody that doesn't want to take this experimental biological mRNA gene therapy. But keep that in mind as you listen to her peddle this Depop vaccine.
And we need to make it clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%.
All right. So the vaccine needs to be the ticket, the passport back to a normal life. If they lose control of this opportunity, their whole plan crumbles.
And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway. And I fear a situation of coming into the fall.
These people are so hubris-filled, like the criminal on the cross that mocked Jesus, that they come on CNN and say things like this in front of the whole world. Now, as all of you know, who are freedom-loving, God-fearing human beings, we have something called natural law. We are born free. We do not need this viper from Planned Parenthood, Dr. Lena Wen, to give us permission for anything. We are born free. And thank God we live in the United States, where there are 50 states, because as I'm going to show you here in a second, the talking points given to Dr. Lena Wen are the same exact talking points given to leaders all over the world who are doing exactly what Lena Wen wants them to do. Make no mistake about it, friends. Spread this far and wide. This is a literal war on humanity happening in real time, and you need to wake up your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Now, Spain has passed a law mandating face masks even while swimming in the sea. Now, as preposterous as that sounds, this agenda is preposterous, and the only way it succeeds is if we, the people, stand down. And the former head of Planned Parenthood, Dr. Lena Wen, would be very happy to know that Italy has mandated COVID-19 shots for all its healthcare workers. According to the Epoch Times, Italy's government has announced that all health workers in the country must get a COVID shot or face possible sanctions. Well, to our friends in Italy, take the sanctions and stand up for yourselves, stand up for humanity. Meanwhile, in the ever-increasingly tyrannical, nightmarishly Orwellian United Kingdom, the UK to roll out COVID passports for sporting and music events. All right, friends, if you think this isn't coming to the United States too, well, it is, at least to liberal states with out-of-control Democrat governors who are in the pocket of these exact same globalist powers. Hawaii unveils COVID passports for inter-island travel. Vaccination passports are being pitched as the new golden ticket in a dystopic post-COVID world if you want to travel now that recovery is on its way. Countries in Europe are already requiring travelers to use vaccine passports. Now, friends, you know the criminal on the cross to the right of Jesus Christ is who these people are. They mock Jesus. They mock worshipers of Jesus. They mock truth. They mock natural rights. They hate humanity. Their father is the father of lies. And this is the mark. Way too liberal for me, author Naomi Wolf has said, vaccine passports are the end of human liberty in the West. She's scared to death of what's happening. She's scared to death of what you've seen in this video. And she should be. But she's only half right. Vaccine passports will not only mean an end of human liberty, they will mark an extinction level event. The extinction of humanity as we know it, because vaccine passports equal taking the experimental biological mRNA gene therapy vaccines. And as I round out this video, friends, I want to play this clip from Jeff Berwick. I happened to see this clip the other day on BitChute, but I have it all queued up here. This is what people are finding in many of the masks around the world and on the end of the swabs of the COVID tests.
Are these black things, these worms, that you could speculate what they are, could be like nanotech, but they basically, these things are alive. They're in the mask and the swab, so don't take any of those things. And I'll just play a little bit of it here.
Wow, we have another spotting of these little black strands that move on their own. How creepy is this? This time under a mask, and this appears to be from a second source. We already saw this before with a lab test swab. This looks like it's a brand new mask that's being opened up and put under a microscope. And you can see, just like we saw before on the test swabs, these weird black strands that seem to have a life of their own, making movements. Just absolutely horrifying. This was posted on the Julian Media House TikTok account. And here's the footage from the last video, full link down below. They pulled it out and put it under a microscope, and there's all these little black strands that moved towards heat and reacted with water. And now we have here with the masks a similar observation made by apparently a secondary source. So let me play all the clips. Just absolutely horrifying. So why are there all these little black strands that move around on both the masks and the testing swabs? This reeks of an agenda. An evil one. So as you can see, these moving threads or parasites or whatever these things are very similar from the mask to the swabs. Please let me know in the comments down below or email me at timshirt@protonmail.com if anybody has any information about what these are.
Now, those little worm-like things you saw in that video, Those remind me very much of Morgellons or Morgellons, M-O-R-G-E-L-L-O-N-S. People plagued with that ailment have these little nanotubes that seem to be able to self-replicate, and they're self-actualized. They move on their own, and they come out of people's skin. I have no idea if this is the same technology, but it certainly resembles Morgellons. This is an anti-human, anti-Christ plan playing out in real time, right now. And this will not end until you stop it. It is literally up to each and every one of you listening right now to stand up, to speak out, and to say no more, not one more inch. Thank you so much for tuning in, friends. Again, a special thank you to our subscribe stars and to our members at sgtreport.tv. Happy Easter. Thanks for watching. And for real news 24/7, please visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda, 24/7. Hey friends, just a quick break so we can get a word in from our sponsor. Let's face it, putting aside money for a comfortable retirement is the only way you're going to be able to play golf, visit the kids, and hike the trail like some of your friends are doing. And Noble Gold can help by investing in precious metals, along with your other investments. A gold or silver IRA is a great way of doing this. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine, rare, Carson City minted Morgan silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k you do. So get in touch with the experts at noblegoldinvestments.com or give them a call at 877-646-5347. Again, that's noblegoldinvestments.com. God bless. Bye-bye.